Hey there, prayer warriors. Hey, Mark here. It's another glorious day to be close to God and to be able to talk about God. Let's just open with this quick word of prayer and just praise His name. Dear Lord, we just give thanks. Just thanks for Your glory and the glory that You provide to us every day. Guide us and direct us as we just continue to study David in the book of Psalms and open our hearts. Fill it with Your love, Your guidance and wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. This is the fourth and five series where we talk about David, and we talk about David in different lights, and a lot of those things, you know, we are just like David. I'm just like David. We took a look at it in Psalm 25, you know, where he's just this prayer warrior, and he builds on that trust in prayer with God. That's Psalm 25, and then we switched over to Psalm 86, where he's calling out to Adonai. He refers to God as Adonai, that closeness, seven times in that Psalm, Psalm 86. And it's calling out for help in his time of need, and he has that closeness, just as we have closeness with God, and we can build on that. And then Psalm 51 last week, David's going through a time of his life where he's fallen away from God. He's fallen into sin with Bathsheba. She's pregnant. He ensures that Bathsheba's wife is her husband is killed on the battlefield. The baby is born and it dies, and Nathan convicts him. And so it's a bad time in his life. I encourage you to study Psalm 51. He's down in that valley, and his heart cries out to God. So Psalm 51 is just one of those amazing prayers. And each of these is just an amazing prayer. So today what I want to do is talk about Psalm 22. Psalm 22 is a little bit different, and this is David the prophet. You know, as we take a look at the book of Psalms, 150 Psalms, over 70 of them were written by David. This one is one of those key ones, Psalm 22, very prophetic. We'll kind of talk through just a couple of these little passages very briefly, but this is David the prophet, where God has really poured his Holy Spirit into David to allow him to write this. So if we kind of study this, you know, and it's showing his emotional and physical pain at this time, and it's very true in our own lives, separation from God because of this emotional, physical pain and not the spiritual pain, and he's reliant upon his spirituality with God and his love for God. And really, at the end, it's really the hope that we have in God. So let me just kind of go through this as David the prophet opens his heart to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 22, if you want to open up your Bible, it starts off, and I ask if you've heard this before. Psalm 23, written probably 1,000 B.C., 1,000 years before the death of Christ, our Savior, and he starts off, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it's like, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. You know, and we hear that again, don't we? You know, and it says, why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry out. Well, we read it there in Matthew 27:46 as Christ is hanging there on the cross, 100% man. Don't forget that, 100% God. And the 100% man is feeling this emotional and physical separation, just as we feel that when we've fallen away from God or God is putting through this trial. And we know when we go through these trials that God's going to bring us out stronger. Look what he did with Jesus. Look what he did with David. Look what he does with you and me as we cry out to God, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it goes on and says, oh, my God, I cry in the daytime and you do not hear. Our prayers aren't being answered, but God says what? Yes, no, or wait. And we don't have patience. We don't like that wait. But look what he did with God. Look what he did with Jesus in the end. Hope for the world, just as David, you're going to see here, hope for the world. He says, and in the night season, and I'm not silent. but you are holy. He's giving this honor back to God who inhabit the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and they were delivered. They trusted you and were not ashamed. So he gets it. He sees what God has brought them through the wilderness, just as he brings us through the wilderness. And then it comes back to himself. He says, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. Yeah, he was despised in many cases. All those who see me laugh me to scorn. Ah, but we also see that in Matthew 27:39, don't we? They laughed at Jesus. They scorned our Christ. They shoot out the lip and they shake their head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue himself. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. Remember the other thief on the cross? What did he say? He said exactly those same words. And then David comes back, he says, but you God, are he who took me out of the womb, who made me trust when I was on my mother's breast. I was cast from you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. He gets it. God has selected him just as he selects us. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me, you know, and that's, you know, bulls are the bad guys. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They were the pagans. They gape at me with their mouths as a raging and roaring lion, which even goes back to Job. So David is so steeped with the wisdom of the books of Moses and the other scrolls that have come before and been written before him. He said, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. That's referring to Daniel 5:5, but we also see that in the death of Christ. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. And this is what our Christ was doing on the cross. If you take a look and study Matthew and Mark and when Christ was hanging there, for the dogs have surrounded me. The assembly of the wicked has enclosed me. Listen carefully. This is David the prophet, 1,000 years before Christ on the cross. They pierced my hands and my feet. Once again, Matthew 27. I can count all of my bones. They look and stare at me. Christ was beaten brutally, and he didn't even look like a man anymore. He probably all swollen up. He was unrecognizable. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Once again, Matthew 27. But you, O Lord, he steps back, do not be far from me, O my strength. Hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword. Remember the sword? The Romans, you know, that's what they fought with. They died by their swords. My precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. There in Psalm 22, verse 21, you have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him, but whom he, referring to Jesus, cried to him, he heard. So just as Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? He hears us as well. My praise shall be to the great congregation. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. Not just, he's already talking about Israel. He's talking about, you know, the sons of Jacob. But now he's talking about the entire world. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. Wow, this is so prophetic because this includes the Gentiles at the time. It includes you and me. It includes the unsaved out in our communities and our families. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. And we know the end of the story in the book of Revelation, don't we? all the families of the nation shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall now bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted on the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that's talking future tense, prophetic, that he, God, has done this. And so this is a very important psalm. You know, it's David the prophet, God is pouring into him, the Holy Spirit is pouring through him. He opens to his heart to God. And I just ask you, have you opened your heart to God today? Call out to God, just as Jesus did, just as David did. Call out to them and pray. Thank you, and just have a blessed week. We'll see you next time.